Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman.
And welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punchbowl News. It's Friday, April 26th, 2024. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, Jim Jordan's making moves. Number two, does the TikTok ban mean big tech could face broader challenges in Washington? And number three, the latest from the Punch Up. Voting rights kicks up as the election draws near. All right, Jake, let's get into it. We are taking a look at Jim Jordan making some pretty aggressive moves following his most humiliating defeat of his political career when he was forced to withdraw from consideration as Speaker after a group of moderate Republicans refused to back him. I think interestingly enough here, Jake, it's not as if Jordan's kind of gone to the mat and been aggressive against them. He's actually helping fundraise, working the inside game in a way that I don't know that we've seen Jordan do before.
Yeah, listen, Anna, this is like from a genre that me, you, and Brez have been writing about for 15 years, which is, what does this person want? Jim Jordan is out there raising money, beating the pavement like few members do, right? He's out there raising money and helping people who aren't even for him. A broad swath of the House Republican Conference. The guy has $10 million in the bank. He's the chair of he's probably the most powerful Republican chair in recent memory, has a huge remit, a huge amount of money, a huge amount of staff. And what does Jordan want? And he says he's for Mike Johnson. Now, that's what I would say if right now as well, if I were Jim Jordan. And I'm not saying that in a snide way or a doubtful way. I'm just saying that he, let's put it this way. So if Republicans lose the House, which Jordan does not think will happen, and, I don't want to say Mike Johnson's gone. I don't know that, but let's say he is gone just for argument's sake. Jim Jordan will be one of the people that a lot of folks are looking to in a 50% plus one climate for an election for leader. And Jordan is out there. He's not burning down the House. He's voting for rules. He's raising money for folks. He's doing public events with them in their district. He's using the Judiciary Committee to do events in tough districts. This is just an interesting look, Anna. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think you laid out well. To me, what is the most interesting thing here and the most kind of, yes, he's saying he's for Mike Johnson. Take him at his word that he is. He doesn't think it'd be good for Republicans to have another, speaker fight before the election. But he's making moves that are much more consistent with the concept of his future and the idea of being leader or being speaker, and not being, you know, where you think of him as a firebrand, one of the members who started the House Freedom Caucus. I mean, he held a teletown hall late last year for Representative Tony Gonzalez, the Republican from Texas, one of his most vocal opponents during the speaker's race. That is taking a long view by any politician, right? That is not saying, I'm going to, you know, seek retribution. I'm going to hurt somebody because they didn't do something for me. This is saying, all right, like, clearly I need to figure out the inside game of Washington. I've figured out the outside game. I can fundraise. I can, you know, kind of be the messenger on Fox News. But to actually, you know, be able to succeed with his ambition, which is big, he's going to need people who are not in his camp, which is not, you know, the most conservative part of the Republican contingency.
That's right. That's right. And listen, Jim Jordan has more than $10 million in the bank. I mean, he is a prolific fundraiser, as we lay out this morning. And he is a draw in Republican districts across the country. And he says, I don't think this made the story, but Mika Soliner, our great reporter, talked to Jordan. He said that his chief of staff is getting calls every day to schedule fundraisers and trips to people's districts. So it's interesting.
And raising money is one of the biggest things that a potential person in leadership needs to do. Also, having the desire to be on the road, right? That's always this kind of internal debate that a lot of members have to go through when you go into leadership, because you need to be on the road fundraising. And this was an emblematic line of somebody who wants to be, and in my mind, move up further in leadership. Jordan told us in an interview that he's only been home in Ohio 10 days over the last 9 weeks. So that alone shows quite a bit of ambition and an interesting look at the willingness to do the job. All right, let's move on to the number two story of the morning. Andrew Desiderio has a report this morning looking at after TikTok, are more big tech hits coming? While tens of billions of dollars in foreign aid was at the center of the National Security Supplemental Congress passed this week, it's a potential TikTok ban that's capturing many Americans' attention. The social media giant could be banned from the United States this time next year if its Chinese parent company ByteDance doesn't sell it. The enactment of the divest or ban measure is a major moment for a Congress that has routinely whiffed the last decade when it comes to cracking down on big tech. Andrew reports, I do think it's an interesting shift, right? There has been so much effort by members of both sides of the aisle trying to find ways to break up or you know, kind of have issues with the role that big tech is playing in the U.S. and the world writ large that have gone nowhere. Well, this actually got accomplished.
Yeah, Anna, I think we could say definitively, just as an intro here, that however TikTok handled this was not did not work, right? I think we could say that definitively. Because it passed the House twice, it passed the Senate now, the president has signed it. But listen, I think the macro point here, I think you'd agree, is that there is a desire, there is a want to crack down more on big tech. And I think once the cap is off, as it was here with TikTok, maybe it leads to more. I don't know. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think what it showcases for, you know, the Amazons, the Googles, and the Metas of the world, that when focused and when an issue becomes, you know, kind of larger than, you know, it gets both Republican and Democratic attention, that things can happen, right? So if you look at the largest tech giants, they've been lobbying, they've been focused on antitrust legislation, they've been lobbying on a lot of different issues, whether it comes to privacy, whether it comes to how advertisements can be, you know, kind of put onto these platforms, that one, Congress is now, you know, if you're a member, you're looking at this TikTok ban and say, okay, like what happened here and how can I kind of utilize this use case to go after them in other ways? And I think the idea that, you know, it's a lot of Washington and lobbying, right? And I covered this for so long, which is you're just trying to stop things. But, you know, and sometimes it's easy to kind of go back to HQ and the HQ say, like, why are we spending this money in Washington? It doesn't really matter anymore. Well, this is why it matters, right? Because this isn't just a rounding error for TikTok. Like, this is an existential crisis of its entire business in the U.S.
Yeah, so after I've just argued the point that you just made, I'm going to argue the opposite. Could I do that just for argument's sake?
Please.
Now, TikTok was a extreme example, right? Because it is an app and a company that members of Congress almost uniformly believe is spyware, and the administration was just very forceful in briefing people saying this thing is dangerous for American national security and we need to get rid of it. And I'm not sure. And then if you're arguing the bear case here, you're just saying, okay, well, this is such an extreme example that we actually don't, like, this is not like an Amazon or a Meta or a Google. This is like a bad actor,
sure.
And that's what they say. So anyway, I could argue both sides of it, I think.
No, all I'm saying, I'm not trying to liken any of these companies as saying
TikTok,
but I'm saying I think it is an important example of things don't move in Washington until sometimes they move very fast. All right, let's move on to the number three story of the morning, the punch up. We have a look here. This part of our Q2 focus for the Punch Up, which is Punchbowl News' equity platform, on voting rights. The battle over who gets to vote in November is heating up with increased action in Congress. And Speaker Mike Johnson and former President Donald Trump promising tough election integrity legislation soon. Prompted by the record 2020 turnout, Republicans in Congress and state legislatures are pushing bills that advocates warn will suppress racial minorities and disadvantaged people. Democrats, meanwhile, are working feverishly to make voting easier ahead of a high-stakes election. Obviously, divided Washington, hard to see any real legislation moving here, but certainly an effort on both sides to make this a signature issue before the November election.
Yeah, that's right. And an important piece by Elvina for us. And remember that this will come into full view when, if and when Mike Johnson pushes his whatever bill he's doing with Donald Trump, which I haven't seen. I have no idea whether it's going to come up, whether it's going to be even introduced. I have not seen it introduced, but an incredibly important piece that heading into, we're now what? We're like, it's let's say it's effectively May. So we are 6 months ahead of the election. A lot of this will come to the fore.
All right. With that, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. Just a reminder, we have a special project, the AI Impact, which is a four-part series looking at the impact of AI across sectors from healthcare and cybersecurity to small business. You can check that out at punchbowl.news. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. If you like the Daily Punch, please share it on social media. Tell your friends and family. It's the best way for folks to find out about us. You can also sign up for our free morning newsletter to go deeper on all these issues we talked about and more this morning at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.